Well, good afternoon and welcome to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. I'm your host today, David Keyes, and I've got Tag off to the left-hand side here behind the bulletproof glass, and he's got his LA Dodgers hat on. Must be opening day for baseball today, right, Tag?
It sure is. I was actually watching baseball this morning. I was watching the Mets game. It was pretty good.
Is it? It's kind of fun to get back into baseball. You're a big fan. I know you are.
Oh, yeah, the biggest.
Yeah. Yeah. So one thing that's going on is the changing the way the balls and strikes are called. There's an appeal process now in the Major League Baseball.
Have you like heard a review? They can
Yeah, okay. There's like a computer override thing now where they can do so many appeals, kind of like they do in basketball and stuff and all that. So,
and is there like a limit, or they can? Is it like a challenge in football where it's like, I want to challenge this play?
I want to challenge the call, whether it's a strike or a ball. I think that's the limit on it right now. But I don't know enough about it. I watch the Mariners every once in a while with my father-in-law, and that's about as deep as I get to it. But I saw that headline, and I thought, well, you know, every sport's changing, adapting to technology and all that. And there's old-timers, who I know a few of them, who say, why do they keep changing these rules? Why do they keep changing basketball rules? Why do they keep moving the three-point line? Why do they keep, you know, all that stuff, you know? And I guess nothing's ever set in stone. That's why you want to make sure that, you know, you are adapting to technology, I think, for sure. And the physicality, too. I mean, you know, people can get hurt in these sports. They want to make sure it's safety first. At least that's the way I've always kind of thought about that, for sure. But, no, it's fun. So I guess it kicked off officially yesterday, and the opening game was a streaming-only game, you know, only on Netflix, of all things.
Really?
Yeah. So you had to find that game somewhere, and I don't even know. I know it was like 8-0 or something with the score. I don't even know who played, but I said, oh, must be time for baseball again, and lo and behold, you know, here we go. So you might know this. I don't. I know that Root Sports no longer exists, and that was the home network of the Mariners. So I wonder if you're a diehard Mariners fan, which, again, I'm not until playoff time, and, you know, I watch a few games with my father-in-law, but I wonder where you find those guys these days. I wonder if there's a network out there where the Mariners are on.
There has to be some streaming site somewhere where it's like a Mariners specific. I know they have it for if you want to watch SEC like softball.
Right.
They got a channel just for that. So I'm sure there's a channel.
Or maybe through ESPN like MLB or something like that where you probably can pick your team.
There's got to be some streaming service for sure.
Probably. So anyway, we're going to find that one out, I'm sure. We'll hear from people. You know, it's funny. Back in the day, I'd write a column every week in the local newspaper, so my face was all out there. So people would know me because of my face, and the store, hey, David, how you doing? How are the kids? Whatever else I was writing about, which is kind of cool. My wife, not so much. She didn't like that as much. She refused to go shopping with me after a while because, you know, of all that. And now it's funny because I don't write that column. I do some writing, but I don't have my face with it much that way. But I talk, and people are starting to go, Are you that guy? And I said, yes, I am. My name is Tag. Yep, that's me. And then it works out really well. So they open all sorts of doors by the next round, whatever it takes there, Tag. So thanks for that, my friend.
That's it's really a good look. It works on you.
Again, welcome to thanks for joining us today, too. It'll be a fun show. We've got a couple of great guests. First up, we'll be talking about Sandpoint High School's grad night. And it's a unique thing, kind of. It used to be very unique. Not more schools are doing it now, where they kind of have this alcohol-free overnight party. And they give out great prizes. I had a kid who went through that, and it was awesome. I mean, they really did do a good job. And those parents really work hard to make that happen. So we're going to be hearing about that since we're now starting to turn the clock, you know, into spring. And now then all of a sudden graduation happens, and then all of a sudden the next class pops in there. So that'll be fun to learn more about what their plans are. And then also right after that, we'll have Tim Bengel. He's got another production coming up, and he'll be sharing us. And I think I'm hearing rumors that he'll probably have a few of his cast members in here, too. So that'll be really, really interesting, too. Always great presentations, always great performances that way, too. I wanted to just remind you that coming up on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we have the Rotary. I think Tag has a bingo card. Every time I say Rotary, he fills out a mark, and then I think he'll go bingo here shortly. We have the district conference for Rotary here. And we have a couple things that are going on for the public. Two things you might want to know. There's a peace conference, first of all, before the official conference kicks in. And you'll be hearing more about that. But also we have the unveiling of a hand-carved peace pole up at Pine Street Woods. And that'll be really cool. And then that's on Saturday. Then on Sunday the 3rd, we are going to bury a time capsule, a 100-year time capsule, where people are already donating, you know, trinkets and different things they want to put in there for 100 years. And I'm writing, you know, stories about what life is like here for people 100 years from now. And then, you know, their predictions of what life might be like when they're opening up this time capsule 100 years from now. And, you know, I look around the room in the Rotary and I told them the other day, I said, I did the math. Nobody will be here in this room when they open up that time capsule. I said, with the exception of Marcella Nelson, who's almost 100 right now. I said, she'll be our designated survivor to tell the story about when we bury this time capsule. But if you're interested in adding to it and you want to have something that goes into a pretty cool container to last 100 years, you know, stop by Northwest Auto Body and just tell them, here's something for the time capsule. Have a little note with it so we know what it is. And then stop on up there on Sunday on the 3rd of May. It's still a little ways away. But we're going to be sinking it right there inside the Rotary kiosk. And it'll be there for 100 years. And so do not open until 2126. Wow. So Tag might be around. He's a pretty healthy guy.
Well, I don't know. That's a long time. Still another 100 years?
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah, it's
hey,
so funny.
Maybe.
You know, it's funny. You know, you work out and you try to stay healthy and all that kind of good stuff, right? There's a great cartoon, and it was a little single panel one, and had this guy who looked like he was 190 years old. Just, you know, wrinkles on top of wrinkles and on all sorts of tubes coming out of his whole body. And, you know, his son came up to him and said, you know, that's so good that you worked out so you could gain these extra 10 years of life. Enjoying those 10 years right there. So it's kind of dark, but it's kind of a true thing too. So I think what we should do, Tag, is get the ball rolling and go to our first commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking about the tradition of the Sandpoint High grad night. And it's just a great way to keep graduating seniors off the road that night, frankly, when that's a night that had been fraught with tragedy over the years before. And I don't know how long this has been going on. I doubt the parents who are coming in here know that either. All they do is that one year they raise as much money as they can and give out as many gift cards and all sorts of fun stuff as they can. So let's take that break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the SHS grad night.
It's March and the craziness has begun. The competition is fierce. Underdogs are rising. Hearts are racing and Cinderella stories are everywhere. But the real bracket buster? Adoption. At Better Together Animal Alliance, every tail wag is a comeback story. Every shy cat is a sleeper pick. And every adoption, a championship win. Don't just fill out a bracket, fill your home. This March, meet your MVP, your most valuable pet. Stop by the Animal Care Center in Ponderay and take home the ultimate trophy, unconditional love.
Add warmth and ambience to your home or update your drafty old fireplace with a new efficient wood, pellet, or gas heater from the Stove Corral. Your local dealer of Lopi, Fireplace Extraordinaire, and Da Vinci. Upgrade your old wood burner now. On McNerney Road off Kootenai Cutoff in Ponderay, take comfort in knowing they install and service what they sell. You are the heart of your home. Let them keep you warm. The Stove Corral.
Okay, does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food. But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Share and share alike with the 20-piece McNuggets from McDonald's for just $6. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV.
Spring adventures start at R&R RV Center. Right now, take advantage of the pre-season service special and save 15% off labor on your RV service. That's an extra 5% off the already great R&R RV preferred customer discount. Busy schedule? Ask about our $199 concierge home pickup and delivery. Yep, we'll pick up your RV, service it, and bring it back. Easy, convenient, done. Just be within 15 miles of the R&R RV North Spokane or Liberty Lake locations. But don't wait. Appointments and concierge spots are limited. This offer must be booked and scheduled before March 31st. Get road trip ready today. Call R&R RV Center and schedule your preseason service now.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV, your RV superstore.
Down at the Capitol in Boise, there have been numerous attacks on our public lands. Senator Jim Woodward stood against these attacks and reminded the legislature what it means to be an Idahoan. Woodward has been a relentless champion for our hunting and fishing access, and continues to be a defender of Idaho's public lands. On behalf of the PAC for Public Lands, we want to thank Senator Woodward for defending our access and fighting for Idaho values.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. I'm so glad you're here. If you aren't hearing this live, and I don't know quite how that works, Tag, but if you're not hearing this live, you can hear it recorded again on Saturday, right? 2 o'clock-ish or so. And then sometimes Sunday, depending on who's running the board here. And also, it's also acts as a podcast, too. And that's on northidahoradio.com. And you can have that 24/7, so you could relive these moments that we're going to have shortly forever and ever and ever. And speaking about memories forever and ever and ever, I'll bet most people on listening to us today graduated from high school somewhere along the way. And you may or may not, depending on how old you are, have been a part of an all-night party, this one being sanctioned by the parents, other than other parties that some kids would do, mostly in Bonner's Ferry from what I hear, back in the day. But recently, parents have gotten together and said, you know, we want to save lives. We want to make sure that kids are having fun, kind of the last hurrah as a group together. I mean, really, and that's the important part. And I've got Justin Croft here and then Eric Bates here. They're helping to put together the non-drinking, sober, safe, sober, fun senior party. And that's a little bit of work, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. We actually... it's actually been going on since 1974.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is a pretty cool event. Just getting to actually saving lives.
A little closer to saving lives there, too. Yeah. Well, that's the idea, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, you look at the old yearbooks, they always have in memory of X, Y, or Z who got in a fatal car wreck that night and all that. And you think, and we all know that's way too young. I mean, absolutely, their whole life's in front of them and all that. So thank you. Are you both parents then?
So I have 2 seniors. Okay. And Erica has had graduates and then has one on the way.
How far away, Erica?
8th grade.
Oh, you got a few years. So you're getting warmed up to how to do this again.
Actually, I took over for Erica. She's a current committee member.
Gotcha.
But was the president for the prior 2 years. And so she's been a phenomenal help in kind of guiding us down the road of success.
You bet. So you've been meeting for a while probably now, getting this thing rolling.
A few months. And now we're really rolling.
Yeah. And Justin, it doesn't just happen, right? I mean, there's a lot of work behind the scenes. A lot of money needs to be raised, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Our goal this year is 70,000. Okay. And that's kind of working with the events that need to be pushed forward. And then also we purchase gifts for the grads. So like computers and dorm room stuff and different items that they can use towards college. We also have gift cards and just a ton of stuff that the kids really enjoy because they get the opportunity to go into a store and walk around and it's at the beginning of the night and then they get a bracelet and they go in and they get an opportunity. It's random.
Yeah.
And they just walk in and there's this wall of stuff and we had e-bikes and I mean, it was just,
it's always really, been really, really good. My son's been out a few years and I was just amazed. You know, the parents stepped up for sure. Kind of like what's going on here too. But those prizes were world class. And a lot of them were locally based too, where they're actually spending money in town, which is a good thing for local businesses like yours and everything else too.
Yeah. It's actually fully funded by the community. We don't do grants. We don't do loans. We don't do any of the things that a lot of people would do. We don't hire a catering company, a party planning company. We put it all together as parents. We do accept catering from local businesses.
Sure.
We're always looking for people that want to help out and donate towards the night. And yeah, it's just a phenomenal event.
And $70,000, that doesn't happen by accident. You must have a few fundraisers leading up to it.
We absolutely
What's the
do.
Biggest one coming up?
So right now, the biggest one we're waiting to announce is the Red, White, and Bulldog, which will be, I mean, if you can envision like gala in big cities, it's kind of like that kind of event where you can come in and you can sponsor a table. You can sponsor a basket for people to bid on. We do a silent auction, a live auction. We do all kinds of fun stuff. Erica actually headed that up last year, and I think she did it in 24 as well. And just a phenomenal event to bring the community together. and raise some money for some kids that are well deserving. We also have a raffle going on, a prize drawing going on that they're $5 tickets, and you also can buy five for 20. And the prizes are actually really, really phenomenal. You get an opportunity to win any of them when you buy one ticket. There's four really large prizes.
Yeah, and I think, Erica, you had your hand in this, didn't you, for sure? Why don't you tell us a little bit about what some of the prizes are, and probably more importantly, where can people buy tickets? So you can get that microphone nice and close to you. That'd be great.
Absolutely. So we're hoping to raise $25,000 from our prize drawing directly, because we are selling 5,000 tickets. With that being said, we have the most popular package from last year. We call it You've Got Beef. So there's two winners that'll be chosen, and then each get one half of a grain finished steer. That was donated from Hawkins Land and Cattle. So that's a really big one. We've got a Sporting Round Spokane, where you have Spokane Indian baseball tickets available, the Spokane Chiefs hockey tickets, and then we were donated generously from Avista. They gave us a Traeger grill to go with that package. So we've got some really cool stuff. We've got a Sailing Through Sampling package that includes a 6-course meal from a dish at Dover Bay. We've got a gravel jackpot. That one is always pretty popular as well. So that's a full dump truck load gravel delivered and spread. That's through SM Earthworks. So we've got some pretty incredible packages.
Yeah, you really do. And that's a good way to give, and also get something back too. That's even better when that happens. Yes. But no, so when will these be drawn?
It'll be the week of graduation.
Okay.
And there's also other places to purchase them. We're hitting a booth at Lost in the 50s, so you can find us there. We'll also have many restaurant takeovers, and we're looking for more. So if you're a restaurant owner listening in today, you know, we would love to come in and, you know, get some support from that. Papa Murphy's is April 15th and May 20th.
Saw that here. So, you know, turn your taxes in and go get some pizza, and
then right,
help support the grad night. That's cool.
We also have Connie's Cafe on April 13th. Powder Hound on April 28th are also places that we'll have. They're doing the restaurant takeover, and how that works is they give us a percentage of what is raised, and also we'll be selling prize drawing tickets there as well.
And so, Justin, so the students who are involved, the seniors, are they letting people know how to find all this? Or how do you, if you want to donate or one of these restaurants or do whatever else to contact you guys, how do you do that?
So we have social media outlets, Facebook and Instagram. It's at shs.grad.night. That's the best place to find all of the information up and coming. We get it posted as soon as we hear back and get confirmation. We're posting something just to get it shared out there. So make sure you like, share.
And you bet. Yeah, go ahead.
If you're a business that wants to talk about getting involved, emailing us is the best way to reach us, okay, which is just our entire committee name, SHS Grad Night Parent Committee @gmail.com.
Holy smokes.
Kind of a long name.
No kidding.
Send us an email. It's on our socials. You can follow the link in our bio on our Facebook and Instagram,
sure,
and it'll take you to an email platform.
Many ways to give, right?
That's right.
You're all open for that.
As
for
well,
sure.
The prize drawing is also, there's a link online you can digitally buy
tickets, good,
and we'll link up with you and get you the tickets.
Good, that's really smart. I've been handed stuff over the years here. I've never had six flyers for events here. You guys are really well organized with that. Again, that's a pretty good reach, though, $70,000. Is that pretty standard? Is that what you looked at last year, the year before? I mean, is that where you...
I think what you have to look at is there's 256 seniors.
Yeah.
And so when you break down 256 seniors, if you gave them $100 a piece, that's $30,000, give or take. And that's just handing them cash. So
right,
for us, what we're trying to do is provide them with not only a memory, right? That's the biggest part, but also something that we do, swag bags that everybody walks out with multiple things, and they have those things and they hold on to those things. And there's some kids that have never received things. And so they're walking out with something that's tangible, but they're also getting a memory that we can't recreate.
Absolutely. And really the driving force again is to keep kids safe. And
absolutely,
and make it a memorable thing. And my guess is a word of mouth kicks in a bit too. So everybody has little brothers or little sisters, and they say, we had such a great time 2 years ago or whatever. You need to go. What is the percentage of grads that go to that?
So last year we had 216 graduates and 212 attended.
I think that's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty high percentage.
And you wonder about the other kids. And, you know, life gets in the way. You have visitors from out of town or whatever else. You don't want to judge, but you have that opportunity for them.
Absolutely.
And thanks for stepping up and making that thing happen, too. So I'm looking through here. So we talked about the Connie's Cafe Takeover. You got that going on. So here's what you can do. So the 13th of April, you go to Connie's. The 15th, you go to what? Papa Murphy's.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could take care of your whole week, and that's an important week to take care of. And I see a lasagna fundraiser here, and
that is actually one that we really wanted to talk about. They're take and bakes. There's a QR code on there. You can find all of the QR codes online as well. You just scan that. You can purchase those. All of the profits, everything goes back into grad night.
Wow. And just the photos on here are making me salivate right now too. And it looks like you have to order by the 18th, pick up on the 21st. Again, it's take and bake, which is great because you could freeze it and keep it for whenever you want it for company over the summer or whatever else. And I've got to believe I know they're big holders, I'm sure, but you've got $55 for a meat one and $50 for a veggie. And I've got to believe that's less expensive than if you went out for sure.
Absolutely.
But also, you know, you want to do the festival, you have people at your house. What do? You throw one in there and you're set that way too. And it looks like it's from a company I haven't heard of before. Are they part of the senior parent thing, these Truck and Delicious food truck?
Yes.
Really?
They are a local company. Okay. They have a senior this year. They've had seniors in the past, and they're incredible.
Incredible people.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to guess that's a theme, isn't it, when you start dealing with parents and asking for help. I remember I was on the committee to stay there all night and then clean up in the morning when all the graduates had left. I'm still paying the price on that. No, it was all good, and it's so important. It's just, I think, kind of the final reminder. And we are big fans of our students here. I mean, students know that the town is behind them, whether they're in sports or academics or whatever else they're trying to do. They've got people pushing them along at least, and supporting them. And I think this is kind of like the last hurrah for that. You know, this is all of a sudden they're going to go to the service. They're going to go to the college. They're going to go to a trade school. They're going to do whatever they do. And this is really the last time, as sad as that sounds, that they're all together in one place. And
that's guaranteed time.
Yes.
Absolutely, because it just doesn't happen. You know, the 10th reunion comes up and so-and-so is in, you know, overseas or whatever else. And the things happen, too. I mean, we move along and then all of a sudden it's like, well, where's that person? And I always think, and maybe I'm wrong, but you guys know better, the closer you are to your hometown when you're living later on, the 10th and 20th, nobody goes to the reunions. It's like in your hometown because you feel like maybe, I don't know what you feel
you
like.
You see them all the time.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Actually, really interesting story. I had a meeting on Monday with a local business owner, Sandpoint graduate, graduated almost 30 years ago and still remembers his grad night and brought it up and is fully supported, wants to help. And I just think that those are the things. Like, Sandpoint has such an amazing community, such an amazing culture. Like, I actually came back here. I was stationed somewhere else. We brought our kids back so they could graduate. Yeah. And it's what it is. You can walk down the streets. Yeah. You can say hi to people, learn their names and things like that. So
yeah, people think we're getting to be a bigger town. And we are. We have people moving here all the time. And we know why, right? It's beautiful and there's opportunities here. But it is a small town. Mm-hmm. And again, I like nothing better than to read in the paper or hear in the news another grad has done something really cool. And they come through our schools here with our teachers here and launched from here. And yeah, I mean, I don't think you find that everywhere. I don't think so. I don't know, I guess. But, you know, we talk about the businesses here in town who give and they want to help out. And sometimes it's just about asking them sometimes too. And I'm sure you have that magical list of who's given over the years.
Well, it's just really a super shout out to everybody who has been involved. Right. I mean, there's people over the years that continue to be involved. There's people that have the opportunity to be involved at a small capacity, but every little bit helps. And so we just wanted to do a huge shout out to all of our local business owners who are involved.
Right. And if one wants to be involved, they're not yet, just go to the same places we talked about on Facebook too, or find you guys. And I'm sure you'll knock on their door if they ask.
Absolutely.
You to.
We definitely have people out in the community trying to reach out and talk to people. So.
Good. Well, Justin, Erica, thank you both for coming. We appreciate it. I think there's at least one person out there who didn't know they could donate. They're going to find you guys. That'd be great. I picked up a winning ticket here today too, so I want to thank you for that in advance for sure. And I want to thank you for what you do. We're all busy. We all have 1,440 minutes every day to live. You guys are giving a lot to help make this thing happen. And if we save one life, it's worth it right that
absolutely.
Way, too.
So, absolutely.
Well, thanks again for your time. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break here, Tag. And then when we come back, we're going to have talking about a couple plays coming to the Panada. Tim Bangle and company are out there. I think I see a few of them out there. So we'll have them back right after the break.
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
The Post Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Post Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. Two big days, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Post Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled on the site, dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Upgrade your internet for less with our best offers ever. Get fast, reliable Vive internet starting at just $25 a month. A price that's locked in. Includes all equipment and whole home Wi-Fi powered by Eero. Plus a $100 gift card when you buy online. But don't wait. These unbeatable offers won't last forever. Visit ViveBroadband.com today to sign up. Offer ends March 31st. Limited to new qualified residential customers. Certain installations, activation, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to data plan. Visit ViveBroadband.com for all restrictions.
People from North Idaho are built for long, snowy winters.
And so are the Subarus they drive.
With symmetrical all-wheel drive, every Subaru handles winter's toughest challenges with ease. No matter how harsh the weather gets, your Subaru stays in control.
Add heated seats and advanced safety features, and you're ready for anything winter brings.
Celebrate the Subaru A Lot to Love event now through March 31st at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I'm your host, David Keyes. Having a great Thursday looking outside. I see some clouds. I saw blue skies earlier, Tag, but I think it's changing on us here a little bit. But I think winter is officially behind us. I hope, anyway. I know Schweitz is closing down. I know that we've moved on. And kind of like spring around here, now we need something fun to do. You know what we should do? We should go to a play. We should go to maybe a Shakespeare one, maybe Midsummer's Night's Dream. Is that available? Tim Bangle, welcome.
Hi, David.
Good seeing you again.
Good to see you.
I've heard a rumor, and I've seen physical people here to talk about this rumor, that you have a play coming up.
Yes, sir. We're doing William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, and we open up next Friday.
At the Panada.
At the Panada.
Perfect. Tickets are available now?
Yep. Online at lprep.com or the Panada website, panada.org.
Very good. So this has been in the works for a while. We talked about this last time you were here for another play, and it was in your wish list at that point. It was probably more than a wish at that point, but here you are.
Yeah.
How are rehearsals going?
Good. We've been at it 3 days a week since January 5th.
Right.
So it's been a long rehearsal process.
And you got Linnea and Sarah here to talk a little bit about that. So Linnea, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in the play and who you are.
My character is Hermia. She is one of the four young lovers. She is an Athenian. And yeah, it's been a great process.
Is this your first play?
This is not my first play, but I would say it's my first like big production. I've done a lot of little plays before.
Is this your first big role? That's a pretty major role.
Yes, this is my first big role for sure.
Is it all memorized? Do you own it? Is it good?
Yes, it is going amazing. I'm having a lot of fun.
So my peripheral vision, I see Tim nodding his head yes, so that's a good sign when he's on your side on that. So
yes.
Really, really, really cool. Well, and Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
And tell us about you and what you're playing.
My character is Peter Quince, and Peter Quince is the director of the Rude Mechanicals, which is a group of actors that put on a play within the play.
Gotcha. Is that a pretty heavy lift for you, or is that a natural thing?
I would say it's pretty natural as far as the playing with the other characters that are within the play within the play. Well, the other characters that I perform with have been on stage quite a bit, and we've done quite a few shows together.
Really, an old hand, are you?
A little bit.
That's cool. What else?
You call me old?
I didn't say that. No, nope. On radio, you look like you're 17. Just so you know.
Oh,
and in real life, you look like you're 18. So you've done really well. So what other productions have you been a part of?
The last production that I have been a part of on the Panada main stage was Clue, and that was in 2020.
I remember Clue.
Yes, I played Miss Scarlet in that production.
Wonderful. And do you have an affinity for this? Is this something you like doing, or does it hurt to do this?
I love it. I have not done any productions for quite a while, so it's been really fun to reopen my heart and my soul, and it's been feeding me and giving me a lot of light.
I'm guessing it takes a lot of time. I'm guessing it takes a lot of time to memorize and get the flow going, and then you start having rehearsals on top of that. Linnea, does this take a lot of time?
It does. It does take a big chunk of time, but I enjoy every single second of it.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you come to it? I mean, I know that Tim has his magical list of names that he wants people in certain, you know, productions and all that kind of stuff. But he also does kind of a casting call, of course, too, right? Because he knows the people who've been in plays before and all that, which is good. And then he also wants to bring new talent in, too. Of course, we all want to do that. One, how did you hear about it? And are you having fun?
Yeah, I'm having so much fun. And I actually heard about it through one of his coworkers who I went to. She was a youth group leader. So I told her about how I liked theater. And she told me how she had a coworker who was a director of an upcoming play. So that's how I heard about it. All the audition slots were full, but Tim opened up a spot for me to come in early to audition. And so glad he did, because I'm having an amazing time and getting to learn so much, and yeah, it's been this amazing process.
So Shakespeare, of all things to start with, my gosh, that's not the easiest lift for you. Has it been hard to learn lines? Has it been hard to throw yourself into the scenes to be that character?
Yeah, it has been a little difficult learning Shakespeare. The first thing I did when I got this role was went from to the library and got the Shakespeare like translation basically of it into modern English. So I read through that, so I kind of got the gist of what was going on in the play.
Sure.
And also just watching the play, I've kind of learned what the lines mean. So now I have a pretty good idea what I'm saying, but it was definitely challenging at first.
Right. So if somebody came up to you before and they said, "What is unrhymed iambic pentameter?" you wouldn't have known, but now you know.
I don't even know.
Look
if
at
I
that look,
that
Tim. That's how Shakespeare writes, but not a lot of people know that. Just so you know, but that's something. That's a good bar thing, by the way. If you're ever in a trivia thing, unrhymed iambic pentameter. That's the flow of the words. Just so you know, there you go.
Good to know.
I know it's something you can take with it wherever you go. So Sarah, tell us a little bit about your jump into this one. You've been in Clue and some other plays on the Panada stage, but other places too. How does this one compare? And how did you hear about the role? And how did you come to be you?
So actually, I ran into Tim one day, and he said, "Oh, I have auditions coming up for A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I haven't done any shows for quite a while." So I was like, then I kind of forgot about it, and then I was like, "Oh no, wait, there's auditions," and there were no slots available for auditions. So I got in touch with Tim, and he opened up an audition slot for me. So
I see a trend here. Let me think. All the slots are open, but we might have an extra special spot for you. And come on.
Well, there was actually a couple of people that we did that for.
Sure.
You know, we don't want to restrict people who are interested in auditioning. So if we had some people, and both these people got cast, which is great, but yeah. We like to provide the opportunities for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just say, sorry, you missed out.
No, that makes a lot of sense. So, Linnea, is this something you want to do the rest of your life? Is this a calling for you to be on stage?
I would love if it turned out that way. I've wanted to be like an actress, like is my main goal since I was like 10. I had so much fun being on stage and performing. So yeah, that is definitely something I would love to keep doing.
Yeah. Well, and it's really cool to have an opportunity too in a local theater to do that, isn't it? I mean, if not, you wouldn't be doing it for one thing. And it's people like Tim to come out and say, let's bring on yet another play in front of the community and offer opportunities for, you know, folks like you. That's pretty cool. That doesn't happen everywhere for sure. And that's not even thinking about what the Panada is like. I mean, isn't that a great space?
Oh, yeah, it is such an amazing space. I've been in the Panada before, and it's like so beautiful, and I'm so excited to get to perform this play on there.
And the history there, too. It's just fun. And I guess we'll talk about this. We're going to take a break here in a second. Can you guys hang around for after the break, and we'll do another little section? Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Is how that fits, how you fit into the Panada, and how that flows. And it sounds like the acoustics are really good. I don't know, but we'll talk more about that a little bit after the break. But before we go, why don't you tell us how you find tickets? Are tickets available now?
Yeah, at lplrep.com or panda.org.
Okay, perfect. Good. And on that note, let's take a quick break. I think Tag's good to push a button for me. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the nuances of putting a play together, finding the talent. And I know there's probably a few more people in this play than just the two sitting here. So I bet we'll talk about that a little bit and maybe kind of dig in a little bit more deep on that. But if you're looking for a local entertainment, I can't imagine a better place to be than go to panada.org. That's the best one I always remember. And, you know, reserve your seats now and come support local talent for sure. So let's take a quick break. We come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about A Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Spring at the Co-op means seed potatoes and onion sets. Patty has Stuttgarter yellow and Ebenezer white onion sets due to arrive mid-March. Both are long day varieties suitable to our North Idaho growing season. We expect to have 6 varieties of seed potatoes this year, also arriving in mid-March, including the new Huckleberry Gold and Lasota Red varieties. Huckleberry Gold is prized for its low glycemic index. We have some soil amendments already in the parking lot, as well as peat moss, garden straw, and large bags of coarse perlite and vermiculite. And don't forget, we have plenty of garden tools, gloves, hats, hose repair items, and drip irrigation parts in stock now. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
Spring and summer in North Idaho. For so many of us, our favorite time of year. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, reminding us all that when we do crank, slide, and shove those windows open, that it's the favorite season for bugs, too. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring your screens in need of repairs. We can rescreen and repair them or build you new ones. We also offer professional installation of the retractable screen doors. There when you need them, out of sight when you don't. So remember, for all your home screening needs, it's Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Looking for a laundry upgrade? Swing into Fred's Appliance and shop the best selection of top-rated washer and dryer sets. Come in today to take advantage of our in-stock, get-it-today inventory with the lowest price guaranteed. At Fred's Appliance, we promise you will experience hassle-free shopping with local expert help every step of the way. At Fred's, we still have the largest selection of in-stock, get-it-today inventory in the region. We sell appliances, only appliances.
It's time for a getaway, and big wins are in bloom at the Kootenai Casino. This April, don't miss our $20,000 Rain Down the Riches drawing. Plus, enjoy mystery hot spins every day, and starting April 17th, experience 24-hour gaming every Friday and Saturday. Ready to get away? Come enjoy a stay starting at just $69 per night midweek, or upgrade to a Riverview room for just $89, and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Dine with us at the Springs Restaurant, where your cravings are covered. Start your day with an 8-ounce New York steak and eggs for just $15. And for lunch, enjoy a salad bar and a cup of soup for only $10. Or sit down to one of our Fab Four dinners, including fish and chips, London broil, sweet chili salmon, or chicken fettuccine for just $16. And relax at the spa at Kootenai. Luxuriate in a 30-minute massage and signature facial for $119. Or an anti-stress facial and spa pedicure for just $99. Come win in April. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details, or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Like this song? And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I'm your host, David Keyes. I am surrounded by a couple stars coming up in a production of, and not a normal production, I can't say normal, not an old-fashioned production of Midsummer Night's Dream. It's got the Tim Bengals twist to it. He's already been telling me off the air that if you're coming there to remember the books that you read in college and senior year in high school, it's not that play, right? Tim, tell us a little bit about what you've done to Willie Shakespeare.
I mean, we didn't really modify the text. Let's just be clear about that. We cut some lines to speed up the show, but we didn't. I mean, it's Shakespeare's words, but the concept is what's different. And we've set the show in modern day New York City, so 2026 New York City. Within the story, there are three kind of levels of people, or like hierarchy of society. There's the Athenians, which are the upper class, the rude mechanicals, which are kind of middle class blue collar workers, and then there's the fairies, who normally are portrayed as like these woodsy, like normal fairies, but we've disguised them as kind of street level persona, like people who are experiencing homelessness, or Oberon is a Russian mobster, Titania's she daylights as a news reporter. So they've all got kind of undercover costumes to fit into society with a twist. Like, we've got our fairies doing things that you've never seen before because it's New York City,
right?
So these street level people are a little bit wild and somewhat crazed at times.
Is this from your imagination? Is this where did this come from? Because, I mean, I can't imagine anybody else would say, let's make it street level, New York City, different stratas of life, and let's bring Willie Shakespeare into the middle of it and tell a story.
Well, I like the world building aspect of putting on shows. It's not just taking the text and providing a two-dimensional story of what's on the page. It's how do these characters interact with each other? What's the world contribute to the story? So it's all about world building.
Yeah, well, that's a brave thing to do. It's not easy to do. How long did it take you from, hey, I've got an idea, to get here?
Oh, it's an everyday ebb and flow. Initially, I knew I wanted to bring the city to the stage. So we've got a 14-foot tall replica of Empire State Building. We've got a version of it, One Times Square, various apartment buildings, just to make, you know, one side of the stage look like the city while the other side looks like the woods. So we've got a massive set that's coming in on Sunday.
Well, that's coming in this Sunday. So then all of a sudden your rehearsals move to the famous Panada stage. And that's like we had talked earlier. That's when it gets real, right? All of a sudden you start looking around saying, there's been people who've made the staging. There's people who behind the scenes doing all this. There's people. And then all of a sudden it becomes real because then it opens on the 3rd, we said, of April. And it runs for 2 weekends. Tickets are available now. I was told, though, that it's not reserved seating like some of the Panada events are. You can sit where you want to sit, which is really kind of cool to do that, too. But anyway, 2 weekends of shows. And now, all of a sudden, it starts to come together because you've been rehearsing already a bit, a lot at home, I'm sure, memorizing, and now all of a sudden you go up those stairs and you're on this famous stage here in town. That's got to be fun for both of you. What do you think?
Yeah, this is when the magic happens. You know, you have to trust the process all throughout rehearsals, and then now once you get into the theater, it all comes together.
Yeah, yeah.
There's elements of the show that none of the actors have seen yet.
Right, the staging part.
When you cast a show, like I have to hope and sometimes pray that the cast is going to get the concept enough to propel them through the entire rehearsal process. Mm-hmm. And then once we get to the stage, then it all comes together. But there's that what if they don't get it kind of thing that's always plaguing my mind.
Right, and a lot of the magic are the people who are behind the scenes, aren't they? The people who are producing the stages and the staging and all the props and everything else. And then you have many people behind the scenes. How many cast members are there in this?
I think there's 19 scripted roles, plus the 6 dancers. So we have a ballet in our show, by the way.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Ballet and Shakespeare,
man. As New York would have one, yeah. And it sounds like I call it staging. Is that a correct term? I'm not even sure. But the props are unique. It sounds like you have a cityscape, you have a woodscape, you have other scenes too. Is that a lot of work, first of all, to come up with that? You've got to have that vision of what you want to share at that one moment of the play. Is that hard to bring together, Tim?
No, because I design it and build it, and then I have somebody that helps me add the final touches. I build the structure.
You do build the structure yourself. Yeah. So you absolutely know what's going to look like that way. Yeah, good for you. And of the previous plays you've done, how does this compare to that with your staging and your presence and all that?
It fits in line with the rest. It's really show specific. So I try to block to give the characters helpful hints of what their motivation might be and why they're moving places. Staging. We just try to keep moving.
Right. But it tells a story itself, though, too, right?
Absolutely.
It helps, moves it along.
Like, yeah. Linnea gets pretty physical during one of the scenes. There's some beating up of boys that occurs on stage.
So that's called acting. You don't really do that. So.
Oh, of course not.
Of course not. Okay. Well, and so tell me, what are the age groups of the actors, first of all? Are there some younger actors, too?
And you go from, I think, Kate Hill is 12 or 13, all the way up to Kate McAllister age.
Oh, yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever that
late,
is.
Late 30s.
Okay. Yeah. I think I averaged it out, like the average age in the show is like 35, 40 years old.
Is that standard, Tim? I don't know.
For my shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to throw as many kids into the show as possible.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great draw that way, too. And then, again, you get a spark like this saying, maybe this is something I want to pursue later on, too, and you get this first taste of success with a great pro.
All of our youth in the show is top-notch.
Yeah. It's an incredible cast.
Yeah. So where are you rehearsing now?
Do you have out at the old Coldwater Creek building.
Okay, right. And so, again, now Sunday, I think you said, you move into the Panada world. And then all of a sudden, you're a week away from kicking off, which is pretty cool.
It's pretty much out of my hands at this point. I'm not taking many notes. It's just them doing their thing.
Is that true? So you're this close. You're starting to see the personalities now in the people you've written. And so you'd say, well, wait a second. Maybe we should start changing around, or you don't dare.
We make minor tweaks. I mean, we made one on Monday for one particular moment that just busted everybody up last night when we saw it. It's little bitty things that just elevate the story just a little bit more, but we don't make major stuff at this point.
Right.
Major changes.
Well, very good. Well, I'm sure people are looking forward to seeing it, and I'm sure you have your mailing list of people who are your regulars to go to your performances. I'm sure you have family and friends that are coming in to watch this as well, too. So what night's the best night, the opening night or the closing night?
Depends. Like opening night, there's a lot of energy.
And I think a lot of it, you know, is in the hands of the audience members as well.
Is that right? I always like the opening night because you can feel the energy, maybe even more energy, right? Because it's like we've rehearsed and now there's people out in front of us here and let's make it go, you know, and it's not always perfect. We don't go for perfection, but we go for heart and telling the story. And I've been to some plays where I go to the opening and then close to the closing too. And it does change. I mean, people's strengths come kind of bubble up and their weaknesses kind of go away. And it just gets to be a cool ride that way. Well, Tim, thank you for what you do. And thank you for acting. This is it's such a cool thing to see live local stuff going on too. It doesn't happen very often. We're still coming out of COVID. You know, we're not used to seeing crowds. And in fact, I took my wife to something at the Panada a while ago, and it was like elbow to elbow. It's like, really, we haven't done this for a while. So it's a great excuse to see that and a great excuse to see great talent, too. So thanks for all you do. Thanks for all you do that way. And look for tickets on Panada.org and LPOrep.com. LPOrep.com. Get them while they're hot. And good luck. And what is it, break a leg? Do we still say break a leg that way? Mm-hmm. So good. Well, good. Again, thanks for your time today. And thank you, audience, too. Looking forward to an interesting week next week, aren't we, Tag? I'm going to be on Barbara Carpenter's show, and she's going to interview me. We'll see how that thing goes for sure. And then we've got a few more guests lined up for next week, too. But again, have a great week. We will see you soon.